Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. Hey, welcome back, everyone, to another Literary Escape Book Club Friday podcast. And today we are joined by author Abby Downey, and she is the author of the most recent book series we featured, Adventurous Hearts. So welcome, Abby. I know we're dealing with a little bit of lag time here with the recording, so bear with us if you're listening. Technology, it's great when it works, right? I have to ask, so in the first book, when they're doing the, I think they're getting ready maybe to start the tour, and they're in New York, and I think they go, you have them go to Coney Island, and there's this room with cheese on the wall. Is that, like, when you did research, did they really have that? Or is it something you just kind of threw in for fun?
That is my favorite interesting fact I uncovered in research for the whole series. And I found one mention of it in a document. I thought it was, even though I couldn't find, like, a source to kind of make sure that was real. The idea was too good. I had to try to use it.
I mean, when we read that, we thought that is disgusting, and I never would have tried the cheese from the wall.
Me neither.
So for listeners that haven't read it, I think you're really going to find that scene very interesting and probably have the same reaction the rest of us did when we were like, ew, gross. You wonder if that was like something they thought they would try. It didn't go over well, so they took it down really fast.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. Because like I said, I never found
Which
any other mention.
Why you only found like, oh my goodness. I will tell you, out of our book club, we had three of us that were able to meet and talk about your series, and the unexpected catch was the favorite between my mom and I, and then my sister absolutely loved your third book, The Uncharted Dreams. And so can you just share a little bit? I mean, we all loved first book too, but you know, it's kind of like as you move through the series, sometimes the next book you love even more. But can you share a little bit about an unexpected catch? There, you have a little bit of a connection there when it comes to baseball and your son, and just kind of how that went into your book.
Yeah, that was my favorite one to write because while I love baseball and I had a lot of fun with the research, my son is, he's 13. He is super passionate about baseball, and not just, well, he loves to play and watch it. He is obsessed with statistics and history of baseball. So he was my perfect resource to be able to remind me what the rules were like. You know, all the little nuanced details of how the plays would work, and give me stats or like a name of a guy I could look up to see, you know, what he was doing at the time, maybe use that in the book. He was the perfect resource.
I love that connection that you have and that you could kind of work on the book a little bit with your son, which is really neat. But my mom loved it because she's a big fan of baseball. I have to tell you, I'm not a fan of baseball, but I just loved that story. One of the things that kind of came out of our conversation about it is, of course, my mom was part of the discussion, so she did remind us of this. When we were growing up, she used to always say, you know, like, the things you do, the people you hang out with, the places you go, the things you wear, they all tell a story. So make sure it's telling the story you want it to be told. And we just felt like your two characters had to work really hard just because of the situations they were in as to what story was being told about them. So I am curious, like, how did you come up with the scenario of our hero in that story and how he had to really work to gain back a reputation he unfairly lost?
It was kind of from seeing a lot of baseball and a lot of sports. And you get kind of this impression of what the men who play professionally are like. And I was just thinking about how that may or may not actually be who these people are behind the scenes. You know, when they're famous and they're big names and people just make a lot of assumptions about them or see one little snippet of their lives and assume something and think that's who they are. And maybe see them on a bad day on the field or something like that. But there's so much more depth. And I think, you know, it's a tendency for people to kind of categorize others, but there's always some hidden depth in there and some things that we don't see. And I wanted to show that with them.
We thought you did an excellent job with that. And I will say, my sister Jessica, she said the third book, Uncharted Dreams, was her favorite. And you know how we have a 3 lasso rating? She's like, I want to give it 4 or 5 lassos. I mean, she just thought it was amazing.
I love that.
And
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to say that book was extremely hard for me to write. I rewrote sections of that book 3 or 4 times. I felt like it was pieced together at the end when I sent it to my editor. It was just such a rough process for me to write that book. And I was working through a lot spiritually when I wrote that book in my personal life. And it's probably the most spiritual, I would think, of the three. It means a lot to know that some people really maybe resonated with that.
Yeah. And we would agree because we also do our coffee ratings for the different elements. And that one got the highest rating on the inspiration level. But wonderful, wonderful message in there. And I will tell you, she is a cozy mystery romance fan. And so she just absolutely loves all of your books, by the way, because she's just like, you write what she loves to read. But she said she could not put it down because of the mystery in it. She just had to know, you know, who was doing the secret letters and was there really something fishy about the way her dad died? I mean, she absolutely loved that storyline. So I just wanted to make sure you knew that.
I love that. And again, I am so glad because I am also not very good at writing mystery. I feel like I'm not. It is a lot of hard work for me to put a mystery in there. And I always feel like it's so obvious. So I love to hear that.
It was not obvious. And I will say I read a lot of like mystery / suspense. That's one of my favorite genres. And who I thought was giving her the secret letters or the anonymous letters, I should say, is not who it turned out to be. So you totally threw me off for sure in there. So you did an excellent job. Well, I know you said like the cheese piece, that scene was probably your most interesting fact. Was there anything else in your research that you did along the way that you thought that you plugged in because you just thought this is a neat detail I found that I've just got to put in the story?
Yeah, there were, basically anything related to Amanda Clement in An Unexpected Catch. There's a scene where Bea does like a, I think it was a throwing contest with some of the players and beats them. And that's actually a story about Amanda that she threw that far, which is an impressive length to throw a ball. And I had a reader question me on that. And I'm like, it's not my story. I literally took the distance that is credited to her. So that was interesting. And I had to include that moment. And in Uncharted Dream, I loved the research on some of the old camping equipment and things like that was super fun. They had these tents that would attach to cars and like cover the car and then be a tent next to it. And, you know, because automobiles were kind of new then and people were taking them everywhere. Just really interesting things.
That is so neat. It is interesting to look at how they camped back then too. And I recently saw a documentary about like these giant mobile homes that they took down. I want to say in Africa somewhere, and I could be in the wrong country when I say that, but this explorer and his wife were starting to like explore parts of Africa. And then World War II broke out and that it came to an end and they like commandeered those things to use as like mobile hospitals. It was a really interesting documentary just to see the different stuff that they used back then for camping and all that good stuff. So honestly, my husband was watching it and I happened to be in the room and I got hooked and I finished watching with him. So anything, I think you're working on another series, right? Is there anything you can share on the next series that you're working on?
Yeah, I'm just about finished with the first book in a new series to send off to my editor. It will be a while before anybody sees that one. It's set to come out September of next year, so 2026. And it's going to be another 3-book series that, again, it can be read standalone. I just like to write them that way. And this one is going to include the same time period, the same types of women doing interesting things. But this one is a little more focused on entertainment and things that people would go and watch back in the early 1900s. So we've got an archery demonstrator is the first book. And then the second one is going to have ice skating in it and vaudeville. That'll be fun. And the third one is going to be early plane shows, like exhibitions.
I like it. I like it. I'm already like, I can't wait for it to all come out, but it'll be a few years before it comes out for sure. Yeah. Okay. So what's the best way that our listeners then can just connect with you and keep up with your writing?
My website is abbydowney.com, and you can find links to all the books and things like that there, and to sign up for my newsletter, which is monthly most of the time. And I'm also on Facebook and Instagram as Abby Downey. You can find me there. I post quite a bit on there. I try to interact with people, probably more on Instagram, but either one.
And Abby has a really cool game that she likes to play in her newsletters too, where she'll take a picture of an antique that she's found and put it on there. And then the first person to guess what it is and what it's used for normally is like the winner, right? Do you still do that?
Yeah, I do on occasion, not every time, because it's hard to come up with objects that are mysterious enough. People know a lot of things. So yes. I'll do it a couple times a year, but yeah, you can watch for that.
Yes. And I think I only won once, because you do have to be fast. Yeah. Okay. You got to be looking for that newsletter and get your answer in pretty quick. And I know Abby and I have been working on possibly doing some sort of book event at an antique store together. So hang tight and listen for that, because we may end up doing that next summer when maybe both of our schedules are a little more open and free. And Abby, am I right that you are going to be at the Just Reads rendezvous is that October or November?
That's in November. I think it is the 7th and 8th. It's that Friday and Saturday, that first Friday and Saturday of November. And yeah, it'll be in St. Louis, and it's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of authors. I think there's like 40 something authors who are going to be there. I'm really looking forward to it. Registration is still open, so if anybody wants to join us and come meet me and a bunch of other authors, that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. I'm super excited about it. I can't go just because of my day job commitments, but LiteraryScape did sponsor the event. So we are one of the sponsors. So you will see our stuff there. We just won't physically be there. So I'm hoping it's going to be a great event for you guys, for readers and authors to just connect and chat. So I'll be sure to put a link to that event also in the blog post for this episode. So if there's anyone listening that would like to grab a ticket, it'll be available there. So, well, thank you so much, Abby, for joining us again on the podcast. And I have a feeling when your other series is out that we will have you on here again.
That would be great. I do love to come and talk about books.
Yes. All right. Well, thanks again for joining, and we'll catch you on the next one. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider sharing our podcast. Every share helps us reach more readers and authors like you. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.